Hi guys, welcome back to Happy to Be Here. Today we're hopping into Echoes of the Past. This is a very interesting episode, and if you haven't seen it, I recommend you check it out. Alright, let's hop right into it. So, Echoes of the Past starts off with Luce experimenting with a new glyph type. This turns out to be an invisibility glyph and only hurts? Only works when you're holding your breath, as we see later on in the episode and at the beginning. So, after Luce reappears after using the glyph, King is very worried and does not like Luce to do that ever again. But Lilith is very happy and is like, I want to see you do it again. That was very fancy. Wow. And we learn that Lilith has been lending Luce her books to study up on and to use for resources, which is very interesting. We also learn that Luce has been trying to keep track of all the glyphs and what they do and just try to make new combinations. We also see how Lilith reacts to King talking about him being the King of Demons. Lilith isn't as polite as Ida and Luce, and Ida and Luce are like, yeah, you're the King of Demons. Yeah, Lilith is just over here like, what are you, stupid? King of Demons. The only thing close to a king is Emperor Belos. Come on. What are you, a child? And then Lilith and Hootie laugh at King, and King just goes and runs back with the staffs, Ida and Lilith. Gives Ida's to Luce, and then Lilith to Lilith. And then Hootie becomes House Hootie, Backpack Hootie, and then just they leave. Not before King leaves a sticky note that says, I'm going back to my true castle, alright, boo! And then we get something very, very interesting from Ida's dialogue. Ida says, not again. Ida, how many times has this happened? Why do you need to say not again? Ida, what are you not telling us? So Ida doesn't have her magical broomstick, or what, staff, that's what it's called. So the only logical thing to get there, a flying bathtub, because of why not, you know? Once they get there, we learn that this island shouldn't be here. Lilith says it's not on any maps, and it's not something that Lilith has seen before. So they go onto the island, and they explore around, and they find this key-shaped door. King opens up the door while Luce and Lilith talk. And Luce is like, just play along for his sake. And then King comes back and he's like, ha, I told you, ha ha. And then Luce is like, ha, you sure did. They are idiots, ha 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 ha. And throughout the episode, it's kind of this thing of, Luce isn't trying to be rude to Lilith or King. Luce is just kind of thrown in the middle and is like, I don't want to hurt anyone. And we can see that from how Luce speaks to Lilith and King. Luce is trying to keep up this, like, charade with King and pretend like, yeah, you the King of Demons. But Luce is also, like, trying to be nice to Lilith because Lilith is, like, her student. So they go in, and Lilith says, whoa, these are very ancient drawings? And Lilith is just kind of like, oh god, he's the King of Demons. Oh god, no. So, Lilith and Hootie run over to King and are like, all hail the King of Demons. And King is like, yeah, that's what I thought. Who wants to hear stories about me? And then Luce is like, guys, did anyone else, like, hear that? So Luce walks over and investigates and finds those abomination-type creatures that we saw in the trailer with the claws. And it's like, stabbity-stab. And then we see, the three almost get attacked by the monster, and then Lilith uses some ice glyphs, which was very fancy, and Luce is like, oh, whoa, girl, you go, you're doing great. And Lois is like, you can admire my work when we're not in danger. Which, oh my god, it fits Lois' character so good. I love this line. So, they're doing that. And then Ida shows up. And kind of to replace her magic, we see Ida use potions instead of glyphs, which I think is a very neat idea. I hope we get to see Ida use glyphs at some point, because Luce is taking the time to teach Ida and Lilith both the glyphs. But I think we're going to see Ida basically use potions for a while and then ease her way into using glyphs. And I think at some point we're going to see a combination of potions and glyphs, which I think would be really neat, combining, like, this magic with our, like, glyphs, which would be, I just think, really neat. So Ida comes in, attacks the beast, and holds it off, and then runs outside. And we learn that this key thing, door, blocks it from coming outside, which is interesting. And what I am wondering is who put the door there? Like, who made this? How does it work? And then we learn that King, yeah, what you think you know, it's a lie! Sorry, F in the chat, my man. Oh! King is like, wait, no, you must be lying! And then Ida pulls out King's horn, which gave me, like, I know it's stupid that I thought about this, but, like, very Odd Parents vibes, where, like, Wanda had Cosmo's, like, test paper in her hair, and that's what gave it the swirl. And it kind of gave me, like, that type of vibes, keeping something in your hair and just hiding it without anyone knowing. And then we see King have a mental breakdown. And then we learn that King learns that Luce didn't really believe him. And then King runs off, and Luce starts crying, and then Luce finds King. And, oh my god, this scene hurts so much. It's King basically saying, is anything I believe real? Is my life just a lie? I don't know what to do. And King just kind of having a breakdown. And then Luce and him talk. And then he goes back, boops Ida, and says, no more lies. So I feel like this should be good. I want to kind of figure out what King has had hidden to him by Ida. Like, what Ida's been hiding from him. They go back in. And Lilith uses Hootie as, like, a machine gun with potions that Ida made. Well, Ida, Luce, and King use the invisibility spell to go over and destroy this hole in the ceiling, which they saw when they first came in. And then, Lilith gets attacked by the monster, and Hootie basically says, like, nope, and protects Lilith, and then they both catch up with Ida, Luce, and King. They go into this room, and we learn that King hatched from egg, and also something was calling him son. He doesn't know how he knows that, but he just does. And then the monster bursts in and is, like, about to attack everyone, and King's like, stop. And then we learn that it was protecting King and all this. And then they take King back home, and King wants to have both of his horns now, so Luce super glues it, and King says, can I still be called King if I'm not king of anything? And Luce says, you're the king of my heart, isn't that good enough? And King's like, yeah, I guess so. And then we learn that Ida, Luce, and Lilith will be by King's side no matter what. So I'm kind of hoping I'm wrong, but I don't feel like I am. Which sucks, but I think I know the plot twist that's going to be happening. I feel like King is actually going to be, like, the son of the Great Titan, which is the Boiling Isles. I feel like the Boiling Isles is going to be King's father, and we're going to be, like, diving into the King has more connection to this place than we think. And maybe he is the King of Demons, and I'm wondering if, like, his father was the Lord of Demons. So, by that logic, King is actually the King of Demons. Whoa! And I wonder if that's gonna be, like, the big surprise twist thing. If this comes true, please don't attack me. Just like, oh my god, I happen to be here in cahoots with Daenerys Terrace confirmed. No, I am not in cahoots with Daenerys Terrace. If this comes true, please don't murder me. It's just what I think's gonna happen. Don't murder me. But I also think, like, this would be a good, like, place to go. And I don't know why, but I always felt like, hey, yeah, this is probably true. I never kind of questioned King wasn't the King of Demons at all. And I don't know why, but, like, I subconsciously just said, yeah, he is the King of Demons. Come on, guys, just deal with it. I don't know. I guess I just. I don't know. I believe that my theory is correct, where King is the son of the Boiling Isles Titan, and King's gonna be more powerful than we think. And I feel like King is probably gonna overthrow Bellos. I also think that King's Island's gonna be important in some way. And I think coming up in the next episodes, I feel like we're gonna be learning what that ancient, like, language said, because Lilith said there were some writing on the walls that Lilith hadn't seen before, and it's not a language that is, like, available. And I don't know, am I the only one that finds it weird that all the people on the Boiling Isles just speak English? There's no, like, Spanish. Well, I guess Luz. Luz speaks Spanish. But besides that, like, no one else speaks any other languages. I guess it's just a me thing, but I'm pointing out. I hope you guys enjoy, and goodbye!